Milk, written and read by Alice Kinsler. For E and E Father, I love you. And for my grandmother, Coach Ban Unail. Author's note. Everything in this book is refutable. The people that feature, namely my mother and my son, bear only the faintest resemblance to their real-life counterparts. These glimpses of representations are poor imitations of the complex individuals they are. In this book, they serve as shadows, temporary ideas to the person who was writing it at that time. Reading it now, I find myself disagreeing with things, questioning ideas, desperate to erase what I now see as my past ignorance. But I, in my present state, knowing what I know now, didn't write this book. So, I leave it be. I don't call this book fiction, as I at no point intentionally made anything up, but I would not be bold enough to claim it as fact either. It is what it is, the at times chaotic musings of a woman trying to write her way out of madness. Alice Kinsler, Spring 2022. Minus 9. It starts with my breasts. Two comets about to burst apart, entering the Earth's atmosphere. I think, this is what it will be now. Parts of my body turning into other things. A living metaphor, become poetry. Window. 0+1. My son is born during a particularly hot July. Our new eco-friendly house is designed for West Coast winters. We sweat away in futuristic humidity. I become obsessed with water. I sit by the nursery window, rocking this warm bundle to sleep. Outside, I can see trees, a mountain, the ivy-clad wall of an abandoned building. We live in town, so I'm lucky to have a view like this. I'm trying to make a habit of reminding myself how lucky I am. I can also see two street lamps. By day, I don't notice them. But by night, when heat breaks into a vicious, urgent rain, the lamps bring water into focus. They look like light peeking through a crack of an open doorway. Two doors in the sky. It seems to rain only at night. The summer is late in its ending, the days still hot, people still filling the beaches. But at night, rain. The water, white in the light, sprays. Perhaps this is one of the things I'm not noticing properly. The nursery, dimly lit and quiet, feels hermetically sealed from the world. It is too dark to see if drops are hitting the glass. The triple glazing blocks out all the sound. All I can hear is the gentle pant of the baby's breathing. His breath is warm and milky. A little sour, not in a bad way, like a rich yogurt. Outside, through the window, I see the two white torches of furious rain. I wrap my son in a blanket and nudge the window open to the cooling splashes. When morning comes, I forget to look for the street lamps. There's too much to do. Changing, feeding, laundry, pain medication, bathing, rocking, burping, repeating. It's easy to forget things. When I look out the window by day, I see them again. Mountain, the ivy, and the relentlessly blue sky of this summer that will not end. I hear the traffic cutting through town, on the way to and from the beaches that hug the bay. The town is a baby, lulled asleep in the cradle of the bay. The two mountains, postcard iconic. To the north, the father's table, and closer, softer, the mother. Atop the woman mountain, the queen's grave is perched like a mocking nipple. In the hospital, they wanted me to feed faster. They had me use shields, little plastic hats for my nipples. Now the baby gets confused by the softness of my skin. His world is plastic, bottle teats and silicon, while I milk myself, a sore and heavy farm animal. At night, my son sleeps well. I know this because I watch him. Sleep when the baby sleeps, everyone says. Ha. Huh. I sit in the rocking chair in the nursery, small weight of heat asleep in my arms. I vary to keep my